Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants. For all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
Newark Sport woke up this morning to the immensely sadness and the shock that a member of Newark Rugby Club passed away at the weekend in a car accident on the A52 near Bottisford. Max Hubbard played for the senior youth squad and he'd been with Newark for a good number of years. The club are absolutely devastated, and of course we pass our condolences on as well to his parents. The president, Alan Swain, told us all that everyone at the club is shocked and saddened at the news of this tragedy, and we send our condolences and support to Max's family and friends. His family have been members of the club for many years, and his elder brother Josh played for our first team last season before going on to university. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. There are just some times, aren't there, when we realise that all the sport that we love really is not that important. And when you get the news from this weekend and the absolutely devastation that Max's family are feeling, it puts sport into perspective. But Max was a great sportsman, he loved his sport, and of course sport goes on. Every Tuesday night, Amber takes a break from training to tell us what's going off at Newark Athletic Club. Just for once, she's in the warmth. Well, actually, quite often she's in the warmth doing it, but there you go. It's not only Amber that's actually in Sport Towers. The twins are here, Lauren and Tilly. And Dad's come along as well, just to make sure everything happens correctly. The award season's coming up and we take our look at the nominations for the BBC Overseas Sports Personality. And I can sense already there's a bit of an argument going to be coming up. Quick look at the national stories and the local names in the news. I'm Mick Bradley, he's Tony Smith, and of course this is the unique Radio Newark Sport. Straight in with those national stories though, Tony, and the chant around the Hawthorns last night from the Geordie boys was you're going to get pardued in the morning. And West Bromwich Albion have been pardued. They've appointed Alan Pardew as their manager on a 2.5 year contract. Last time Pardew was in work was in 2016 when he won 6 matches in a calendar year. But West Brom think he's the best man for the job. Good luck to him. And as you've just heard, Sam Allardyce is going to Everton, much to the delight of all the Evertonian scousers.
Half-broken.
Good luck to him again. How's it go, Tony?
Half-broken.
See, he can even talk the lingo, can't he? So,
pure Geordie.
If Alan Pardew and Sam Allardyce are the best English managers that two Premier Division football clubs can find, we're in trouble. Serious, serious trouble. Now, one I can't understand. The police have completed their investigation into the incident involving England cricketer Ben Stokes. And after 2 months, 2 months, they are seeking charging advice. Or to put it another way, they haven't got a clue what happened. Stokes was arrested on suspicion for causing actual body harm an incident outside a nightclub on the 25th of September. Now, no, he shouldn't get treated differently to me or you, but he is different. It's a simple fact. So after 2 months, they've passed the file on to the Crown Prosecution Service for them to have a look at, to see if they can decide whether it's worth a prosecution or not. Now, am I going to be cynical here? Because Ben Stokes has flown out to New Zealand. So The police want to save face by passing it on to the Crown Prosecution Service. After 2 or 3 days, they'll say, well, we've had a look at it, but, you know, there's not a lot we can see wrong with it. And Ben Stokes flies from New Zealand to Australia and plays in the next test. Am I right or wrong? Time will tell.
Hmm. You realise, Graham, if you let him off in cuffs now, he could be in the pub for 15 past.
Well, you know, it's either cut and dried or it's not. If it was me, it would be.
Hmm.
Go on, say something.
No, I just think that it's very convenient that he's flown to New Zealand, so he's on the next island.
Hmm.
I don't think he'll be doing it in time for Adelaide.
Love Island, you know.
It won't be in time for Adelaide on Saturday, but
no, he'll be in time for the next one.
I would be shocked if he wasn't in the team for the third test.
Yes, I think I probably would. Unbelievable.
I've got some news about Johnny Bairstow, though.
Yes, go on.
Apparently that's the way he greets everybody. Just a slight tap of the foreheads.
So, is this a Yorkshire thing, then?
I know, it's just a laddish thing, I would imagine, and sort of, you know, it's his way of...
Well, I normally shake people's hands.
Yeah, so do I, but it's just... we're of a far different age group, and I just think it's a sort of a... I mean, like, to be honest, have you ever met an Australian cricketer you didn't want to headbutt? You know.
Well, no, I'd agree with you there.
Yeah, so... I mean,
you can't just go around doing, oh, hello, my name's Johnny Bairstow, get you to that. You can't do that.
You can't do that, but...
Even the Bristol Police would wear that one out.
If it's the way that he chooses to greet people, then I think the Australian press and the players are making a great big thing about it. Given that it happened a month ago.
Well, of course they're going to make something about it.
But
after what happened,
if there was anything in it, we would have known about it 4 weeks ago. It's now just come up as a sledge.
If it was Ben Stokes, the Australian player would have known about it. Local headline. Newark Athletic Club's Joshua Clee finished a magnificent second in Sunday's Notts Octacular event, the under-11s at Mansfield. Personal bees in the long jump, the chest push, the standing triple jump even, and the vertical high jump. And our young athletes are going to show us how all those work tonight.
Because we've got bags of room in here, haven't
we? Yes. Tom Marshall finished ninth out of a field of 175 in Sunday's Notts Cross Country Championships. And Fernwood's guest fencer, Ethan Dakin, competed in the under-11s men foil at the London Paul Junior Series in Rickmansworth. Tough event saw him finish equal fifth place. It's a year-long series. He's doing very, very well. And Grantham Town barred out of the League Cup at the second round stage. 3-2 at Matlock time. Oh, well, always the lead to go for.
This is Radio Newark Sport.
Our guests tonight have rapidly become our favourite family. Amber, as we said, every Tuesday night takes time out. She actually misses the warm-up for athletics training, and she's devastated to do this, but for us, she does it. That's how nice she is, and you're devastated to miss that, aren't you, Amber?
I am devastated.
You absolutely really are. So Amber's joined...
But don't they have an EastEnders omnibus?
It's Corrie.
She's
a Corrie fan. So Amber's come to see us tonight to talk about her 2017. The twins are here. Remember, memorably.
Without name tags.
Without name tags. Memorably last time they come in and we hadn't got a clue who was who for the whole hour. But I've been doing homework. And I've got name tags. So when I call your name, you've got to hold your tag up. Right? So there's going to be no problems.
Quality homework. Well
done. We have name tags. Let's just... I know this is radio, but... Okay. Tilly! There you go. Assuming they've got it the right way round, we're all right. So they're going to tell us about their 2017. And
I'll keep an eye on them so they don't swap them.
And Dad Gareth, who I am told is the best runner out of the three of them, four of them even, he's going to tell us about his 2017 as well. Let's start with a young lady that's rapidly become a Radio Newark Sport favourite. Amber, 2017, I think it will probably go down as a mixed 2017 for you. Mainly, I won't say a loss of form in the second half, but you've just had to go and see the doctor and get some medication and get yourself organised a bit. But my spy, Mr. President, tells me the last run you had was a lot more like the Amber Owens of old. So let's hopefully you're back on track. Just tell us a bit about your two facets, and particularly what's happened in the last few months, and if you don't mind.
Okay, so I think it was about January. I think it was Nationals, so that's like a really, really big cross-country. So obviously that was right at the start of the year. And I think that's probably the best cross-country race I've done, because like I've done better every year. I mean, I started, it's about 200 to 300 people in the race. So it's like people all over the country that go and do it. And I think to start with, I was like, one of my first years that I did it, I was about 200th. Then I got down to like 100th. Then 60th, and then last year I was 29th, so that's like that was one of my best runs I think this year. And then it went through, like the rest of the cross countries went pretty well, and I was all right. And then I think it was June we did English schools, and that was also a really good run because it was steeplechase and it was on the track, and I got a PB, so I was really happy with that run. But then after that, I kind of went a bit downhill because I didn't have, like, my breathing kind of went badly when I was running, and I couldn't really breathe, so I couldn't push myself as much. And then we started, like, to end track season. I didn't really do very well in the last couple of races. And then at the start of cross-country season, my races weren't particularly good. So at the minute, I've got an inhaler, so hopefully that fixes it. But then Gareth, Mr. President, said that my breathing was a lot better on the last cross-country we did, which was last weekend at the Cross Challenge in Liverpool, so hopefully I'm getting better.
From a parent's point of view, and we always, you're not going to be Gareth for the next try, your dad, because it's always mum or dad when they come in, so it's dad. From a parent's point of view, how much of a worry has that been? Because we started off the year, I mean, Amber was right up there, the top rank, and then all of a sudden, it went and she couldn't get a breath when she was running. So, first of all, from a parent's point of view, what was going through your mind?
She's been training the same and everything else. And a couple of years ago, we had a similar thing, and she turned out to be anemic. So then she went on to iron tablets. And you think, is it that all over again? So you take her to the doctors, and you know the doctors look at her and think she looks perfectly fit and healthy. You know, she's not falling apart or bits missing off her. So you know, the doctors, your local doctor doesn't really know, so you research things, you ask other people, and then you go back to your doctor and say, can you try this, can you try that, and eventually she's been put on another inhaler, so this type of inhaler is picking up where she went off before, and she does seem to be improving slightly, so hopefully it'll continue.
Because it's pretty much the same as the Anna Smith situation right at the beginning of the year when everybody was expecting Anna to go and be number one, and if she finished out the top two, well, why? And all of a sudden, it stopped. And
I think it's a bit different for ladies as well. They're sort of up and down, and things change, and you know, it's not as cut and dry as it is for lads either. They're in form or not on form, or they've been doing the training or not. But you know, she keeps at it, and she keeps training hard. And
did it ever go through either of you's mind that maybe running was one step too far?
No, definitely not.
Good girl.
No, I mean, you know, she's got aspirations of continuing with her running and going different places, and you know, she's just trying to stick at that, and you know, we'll just keep plodding on, and hopefully it'll get sorted.
So it started well, and it sort of dipped a little bit in the middle, and ended well. Steeplechase is the favourite, isn't it? It's what you're going for. If you had to sort of one discipline, it's steeplechase.
Yeah, I love steeplechase.
And that's not simple in and around Newark, because our well-known lack of facilities certainly don't go to a steeplechase course. So how do you train for it?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I do the long distance training with Stuart at Newark, but as far as like practicing the water jumps and the like and the steeplechase barriers, I mean, we have at the club, but we don't obviously have a water jump, so Dad's been taking me to like different clubs. I've been to like Grantham Athletics Club and practiced on theirs. We've been to Boston and practiced with their water jump, and we've been all over. We've been to like Bury St Edmunds, Milton Keynes, so we kind of just go to training sessions because we have quite a few connections with like running anyway and with different people. So they say, oh yeah, you know, they send an email saying they've got a steeplechase session on, and then we go down and like join in with them. So I've kind of been training through other coaches and stuff like that as well.
We even travelled to Kent for a race with some decent competition, only to find out we were insured the water jump was the water was fine and there was a hole in it, wasn't there? So he never ran in the end. So
it's good. It is good of clubs though to accept guests. That is good. It's not that it's not a closed shop. No, you're not coming. That's not where you are, so you're not coming.
The thing is, with steeplechase, it's quite specialist. There's not that many people want to do it. So when you're trying to get a good race with people of a decent quality, you've got to go all over the country. And Kent had laid this competition on. And there's quite a few girls travelled down from Milton Keynes, the Midlands. And the water just kept flowing out. It wouldn't fill up, so...
And when we get to talk to the twins, and of course Amber followed, it's not always straightforward, this water jump, is it?
No, it's not always straightforward.
Steeplechase itself is a very specialised discipline, and you're really making light of it, but you've got to get that stride absolutely perfect, haven't you?
Yes, you have got to get the stride perfect. I mean, it's one of those events that's really exciting. I mean, it's not just you running around the track. You know, you have hurdles, you have to jump in water and land.
Preferably standing up.
Yeah, standing up. Not in the water.
So 2017 for you is mixed, I think we can say.
Yeah, definitely mixed.
It's definitely mixed. 2018 actually promises to be a year of absolute brilliance, because what I know you've got planned, where you're going, is just, you're going into dream time. 10 minutes and I'll tell you all about that. Radio. Before we go back to our ladies, I just want to talk about the BBC Overseas Sports Personality of the Year for 2017, because the voting has actually opened for this one. We'll talk next week, Tony, about the 12 nominees for the proper Sports Personality of the Year. This is the overseas, and please join in, all of you. The six contenders have been shortlisted. One, Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a quarterback, whatever one of those is, who led one of the greatest comebacks in the Super Bowl, whatever that is. A mystery as a New England Patriots, whatever they are, sealed a 34-28 overtime victory.
You're not keen on American football, are you?
So Tom Brady plays American football, so he's not a sports person, so that one's out the window. Katie Ledecky is the USA swimmer. She won 6 medals, including 5 golds at the World Championships in Budapest. That's not bad, is it? We all agreed that's good. That's good. We're all agreed that... Are we all agreed that this Tom Brady doesn't count because it's American football?
No, that's just you.
That's just you.
I've got the things. This one I love.
Heard that.
Tatiana McFadden, USA Paralympics athlete. She's Russian-born with Scottish parents. That's the Tatiana McFadden bit. Brilliant. Anyway, she's a Russian-born wheelchair racer who recovered from serious illness to win all 4 of her events in the World Paralympics Championships in London. So I think that deserves
tick.
Deserves a big tick as well, doesn't it? I really do. Salt Person. Australia, banned people with a name like that. Captain extraordinary comeback to claim world gold in the women's 100 metres in London. Not keen, Australian.
Salt Person.
That's what it says there. And I didn't write it, so we're crossing that one out.
Sounds like it works in a chip shop.
Right, here's another one that you're going to disagree with. Michael van Gerwen.
Oh, yes.
Holland.
Yes.
Beat defending champion Gary Anderson to win the second PDC Darts World Championship. So that immediately gets across it's not a sport.
What?
Darts is not a sport. It's a pub game.
Darts is classed as a sport.
No, definitely not.
It shouldn't be a sport, but it's classed as a sport.
Lauren, you're my favourite.
Oh, we've got a mixed audience here.
No, Lauren's my favourite.
I think the last one is going to be the winner.
Okay, so we've agreed then, haven't we, that darts is a pub.
No,
not a sport.
No.
You've agreed.
Lauren,
we've agreed.
Tilly, where are you on this?
I'm like in the middle.
Lauren and I have agreed. And the sixth one, somebody called Roger Federer, who plays tennis.
Nah, it's not a sport.
Yes, it is. So, who are we going with then, girls? The US swimmer, the US Paralympian, or Roger Federer?
Paralympian.
US Paralympian.
Okay, so we're going to go with the US Paralympian. That's who's going to, when I send my vote off, that's who we're going to go for.
That's for me.
No, you're not going with dogs. It's not a sport. It's a pub game. I told you before. Can't have sport. Pub game in American darts and American football. No, you can't have it. Right. Before we do the headlines, I promised a few minutes ago was going to say where Amber was going next year, because it's going to be a bit of a special year for her. And apparently, in the fall of 2018, Gareth, you come from Newark, it's the autumn of 2018, which is not the fall.
Not where Amber's going.
She's probably going to the fall. So I take it he means autumn.
Yeah, he will mean autumn.
Right. 2018, you're going to the Mount Olive University in North Carolina. How good is that?
That's really good, yeah. I'm really excited.
You can't wait, can you?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait to go.
An awful 7 or 8 months waiting to go there. Have you got your suitcase packed yet?
No, I haven't got it packed yet.
Do they call it fog because they're all steeplechasers?
No, apparently the leaves come off trees. They've got an 8-lane all-weather track with a lacrosse pitch in the middle, which is apparently very posh. I've now got to ask what he says here, the Yorkshireman father, what lacrosse is all about.
I'm going to
quit. No, I think that's what Gareth is saying here as well. Average temperatures, depending on what time of year, go between 16 and 26 degrees. Mr. President can't really understand why you want to forego the excellent facilities of the Grove to go to North Carolina.
It was a really tough decision.
Thought long and hard about that one.
How did it come about, Amber? Because it's not an everyday thing that you get invited to go to university in North Carolina.
Well, firstly, like, last year, so it would have been the June... It would have been June this year when I had my English school's steeplechase race. Obviously, I got a PB after that race, and there was loads of stalls there. And there was a stall for... it was called Sporting Elite USA, and that's basically like an organisation. It's kind of... it's an organisation, and basically the man there that we spoke to on the stall, he said that he went to America when he was about my age, and I think he went for football, but he said obviously it was an amazing opportunity and he was really happy he went, and he basically set up this place so that he could get other people to go to America so that they could see how good it was like he did. And then basically he is basically an agency that finds people places in America. So we gave him all my details and we paid for him to find me somewhere and, you know, look around all the universities and find somewhere that was suitable kind of thing.
He promotes
you in
America.
Yeah, he promotes.
Just, Gareth, right. Yeah,
yeah, he's a promotional agent, and he looks at the qualities that each athlete has got and then promotes them in America to the universities, because sport in America is a massive... massive thing. It's different to university in England.
Of course, Linton Taylor's
over there,
of course. And yeah. A young lady that you're probably not aware of, a young lady called Poppy Miller, she went over there to play football.
Yeah.
And she's made a home over there now, and she's she commentates. So you're a good... You see, you can tell you've been on Radio Newark. She commentates on TV there on football matches.
Yeah.
And she's made her home. She's going back over Christmas, hopefully coming on this radio station. Nervous?
I'm quite nervous because obviously it's like my chance to be independent kind of thing. I'm going to be flying over there, staying over there, and you stay over there for about 4 or 6 months at a time, so it'll be quite a long way away from family.
What's more?
Sounds good to me. Well, I won't have to feed her.
I was going to say, what's mum and dad think? What does mother think then? Let's go with that one.
No, we're pleased for her. If she gets the opportunity to go, I mean, fingers crossed she'll be going. It's a second to none opportunity, isn't it?
I think that the two people that will be absolutely devastated the most, though, are her sisters.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Sound a little bit more convincing.
We'll miss her dearly.
That's better. And it's her sisters that we're going to talk to in a couple of minutes' time.
Radio Newark Sport. Brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs.
And as we said at the top of the show, police say they put together a file on an incident including involving England cricketer Ben Stokes outside the Bristol nightclub in September. Prosecutors are now looking at it before they decide whether to press any charges. And if they can't decide, it will go on to the girl that works behind the counter at Boots and then go on round somebody at Morrison's until somebody decides if they can do it or not. Stokes is in New Zealand right now and he missed the start of the England Ashes tour. Have you noticed now they're saying he's missing the start of England Ashes tour? In football, Everton say Sam Allardyce will be appointed as their new manager by tonight, and of course we're now hearing news that that is coming through. It's been finalised, he's taken over from Ronald Koeman, who was sacked a month ago. And West Brom have in fact been pardued. Alan Pardew is their new manager, and the best of luck.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.
The last thing anybody can accuse this show of being biased and having any views whatsoever. Okay, we've heard what sort of 2017 Amber had. Let's find out what sort of 2017, what we on this show lovingly call the Twins. I mean, they have got names, but they're just known as the Twins. And that's just a Newark sporting thing. So we've given name tags because I don't stand a chance. Dad, I mean, the 16 years old, you... Do you ever have a problem?
I have a problem all the time.
He never gets us right. Like,
he doesn't.
No,
it's
never.
Tilly Lauren. If I just say Tilly Lauren, one of them looks around. Normally the one I'm after.
I would suggest that you probably play that in your favour sometimes, do you?
Not really. It just annoys me if people get us wrong sometimes, to be honest.
What's it like at school?
Well, we have different lessons. So we only have maths together and English together. But we sit next to each other. So Sarah just kind of, all the teachers just tells us on our
table.
The
teachers love you for that.
We always sit in the same seat though, so they know it's for our seat. But other lessons, they obviously only have one of us, so it's all right, because they know obviously if I'm just in their lesson, they'll just call me Tilly.
You don't,
they won't get confused.
You don't sort of swap seats then when you're together, like, just to wind up a little bit.
No, it feels weird sitting in a different seat. But we answer to both names anyway, so if like, we're walking down the corridor and somebody will shout Tilly, I'll turn around and look. And if they keep saying Tilly, I just don't even correct them, because they're going to call me Tilly whether I tell them that I'm Lauren or not next time. So I just let them think I'm Tilly.
I think it's wonderful. There was a football team the other day, one of the ladies' football teams, and there's two sets of identical twins playing in this same football team. It must have been a nightmare. An absolute. But these two are not a nightmare in any way, shape or form. 2017, let's start with Lauren. Lauren?
Yep.
That's it, that's Lauren. Lauren's in red tonight, by the way, Tony. I'll pick that one up.
I was going about the name tag, I'm alright.
Yeah. Your 2017 then. What's your memories of your sport in 2017?
Well, I got into more pole vault at the end, so I was hoping to get to English schools next year for pole vault, but I managed to clear 280 this year. So, and I went from 230 at the start of the season to 280. So I managed to go up by quite a lot. So I'm just hoping that I can keep improving it and keep training.
Are you settling for pole vault? Like your sister's gone for steeplechase, and is pole vault the preferred discipline?
Yeah, definitely. I prefer pole vault.
Again, it's the same problem though as Amber has, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot. I mean, Amber can probably muddle through a steeplechase a little bit at Newark, but you can't do anything.
No, well, at the minute, I train at Lincoln Wellington's on a Thursday. So at the minute, we're indoor at the Netlam Police Headquarters, and we do, like, rope climbs and conditioning and things like that. And then in the summer, we're on the track, on the pole vault bed, and we go to a Loughborough occasionally on Friday nights.
It looks so difficult. I mean, I appreciate there's obviously a knack to it, but it does look so difficult, and you've got to be fearless, haven't you? Because you're going up with the pole, and just talk us through with the feelings when you're doing it.
You know, you've got to, when you to like take off, you've got to be able to like lift your feet up to be able to go upside down to turn over the bar, and that's quite scary the first time you like properly get upside down. And then I've done it a few times where I've almost missed the bed, so I've like almost because the bed, it's like the back bit's all flat, but then there's like a diagonal bit where you the box is, and I've landed straight on there before, so that is not the best.
Have Tilly or Amber tried pole vaulting?
Well, sometimes Lauren brings the pole home, so I sometimes practice on that. Like,
whoa! How do you bring a
it goes
20-foot pole home with you?
It goes through one like the back window, and then goes into the front of the car. So it like sticks out the window.
I hope a policeman don't see you.
We've got one with us. We're all right.
I didn't say that, Dad.
Yeah, it's road legal. I'm sure.
Lincolnshire road legal. So you've tried it then, Tilly? What did
you? Yeah, not onto like a bed. Like Lauren holds a pole, and I like swing up onto it. But because we're both left-handed, but Lauren does it right-handed, but I couldn't do it right-handed, so I kind of just swing on it and hope for the best. But
how do you manage it right-handed? I mean, I'm left-handed. I mean, all the greatest people. This is one thing you realise: all the greatest people in the world are left-handed.
Yeah. Definitely,
most definitely.
You, me, George Best, Prince Charles, all left-handed.
Yeah.
Don't say who is George Best. You be quiet.
Was George Best left-handed?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yes.
Wow.
Carry on. Forget about him. Carry on. We try to. So you're left-handed, but you actually.
Yeah.
So the grip of the pole then.
Well.
Your right hand is above your left hand, is it?
Yeah, my right hand is above my left hand, but the run-up you take off from your left foot. So for people who are right-handed, they have to take off from their left foot. So because I take off from my left foot for high jump, long jump, like everything, I'm just so used to taking off from my left foot. So in pole vault, I don't think I could take off from my right foot.
And again, this is the similarity to what Amber does, I suppose, isn't it? That run up, the same as the run up to the hurdle, has got to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah, because if you get too close, then you can collapse into the pole, and that stops you like swing up and to turn over the bar. And then if you're too far away, then you might not make it onto the mat.
So is it just practice that makes perfect then? Because I mean, these strides for both of you, the strides have to be the same every time. You can't just put another stride in there, or you can't go shorter on the strides. How do you sort of metronome the strides that you do?
Well that's the thing that I'm working on at the minute. But I'm quite consistent with the running. It's just sometimes I end up going a bit far back to my last stride. So it's all these strides until my last one, because I think I'm too far away or too close, and I end up being too close, and it kind of like ruins my vault. So you just have to keep working on it, because the problem is when you do your run-up, you can't use your arms, because you're obviously holding onto the pole. So it's all about your high knees and running on your toes. So when people say, oh, when you sprint, you've got to move your arms quicker, well, that can't happen in pole vault.
So you're basically, when you're doing it without the pole, you're practicing, you're running with your arms right down at the sides then, are you?
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Yeah, well, you can kind of move a little bit.
This is great radio, isn't it?
You know, yeah. You can kind of move your arms a little bit when you hold, like, move the pole up and down, but you can't do, like, a full arm pump because the pole's kind of in the way.
I mean, you do pick the difficult ones.
Yeah.
Tilly, that's it. I'm doing it. I've got this one off to a tee, I tell you. Tilly, so we're steeplechasing, we're pole vaulting. What's your favourite discipline?
Well, I do like combined events, so heptathlon, which is 7 events.
They don't do the easy, do they? So what we've actually done is we've worked our way around, and we've really come to the start, haven't we? Because if you can do 7, then that, I mean, these two just do 1.
Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
Talk to you next Tuesday night. She's saying not. Oh, she is. She woke up. So how and why?
Well, when I was like younger, I used to like all the events, and if someone wasn't there, me and Lauren would just do any event anyone would want us to do. And then I've always been good at all the events. I've not had like my particular favourite. Like sometimes I like hurdles if I get like a PB, then I'll go on to like long jump if I get like another PB. So can I just do like all the events? So at under 13s and under 15s you do pentathlon, which is the 5 events. And then when you get to under 17s, you go to the heptathlon. So we did it for the schools combined, and we did it with Lincolnshire, and we got through. And then we did, what was it called? The
Anglian.
The Anglian, which was, where was it?
In Anglia?
It was
in.
But we yeah, no.
Norfolk, wasn't it?
Somewhere in Bedford.
And we stayed over as a team, so we went down on the Saturday as a team, and then we stayed over Saturday night because it's a two-day event. So we do four on the first day and three on the Sunday, and then we stayed over as a team, and the next day we like competed all together. So it was like a good like Lincolnshire team thing, because we're obviously Lincolnshire and not Nottinghamshire. So.
Oh. I like you, Amber. What are you doing up to? What's your favourite discipline out of it all?
I'd say hurdles.
You say hurdles?
Yeah.
We can't let it go, though, can we, without the famous video that found its way...
Yeah, Lauren just copied me.
Mainly thanks to your father, onto our Facebook page in the summer. And for the ones of you that didn't see it, if I can find it again, I'll put it back on again. You were supposed to win the steeplechase.
Yeah, and yeah, Amber was doing it as well. We were all in the same race.
And if you could vision, folks, a very, very proud Thava would got the old video camera out there and he's pointing at the water jump on the steeplechase, and Killy was first round and got the footing slightly wrong.
Yeah, well, because I was really tired. My foot, instead of going onto the top of the hurdle barrier, it missed the top, so my foot hit the hurdle barrier and I just went completely into the water, like face-planted the water.
Now... Some parents would have been concerned.
There's Dad laughing away.
Other parents just burst into laughter, didn't the Dad?
Definitely, yeah. You've got to.
You know what they say about identical twins?
We're not identical, but...
You are.
You're very similar.
I can't work out what... You don't get much closer. 2 minutes later, on the next lap, Lauren does exactly the same.
Yeah. I think I was just wanted to get the video as well, to get the equal £250 if we put it on YouTube frame.
And Amber came on the radio and could hardly give us a report on the following Tuesday night because she was laughing that much. Unfortunately, the laugh didn't last too long, did it, Amber?
No, it didn't last too long, you're right. Because I think it was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months later, I then went round on the steeplechase and then I face planted in the water. And I don't know, I felt really, didn't know where I was. I was just swimming in it. I was just for a good, like, I don't know, 30 seconds. So my time was 30 seconds slow.
And Dad was still laughing.
And I was still laughing.
Dad was still laughing. Back to serious mode. You've got to be so proud of these three. Because,
yeah,
I mean, they have not chosen anything remotely simple in athletics. And they are all very, very good at what they're doing and could all have a career.
Yeah,
going forward in athletics. The first and obvious question to you, how do you get them to different parts of the country? There aren't enough days in the week.
Yeah, well, we are all over the place at the minute, every weekend with different places, but luckily a lot of the open events do all the events that these three do, so.
But it's a training, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They're not training in the same place, are they?
No, but...
Same county, even.
No, but with the with them training Tuesdays, Thursdays at the club, they're predominantly doing the running, especially over the winter, because they're all doing cross-country. And then it's the specialist bits come in on different days. So Loughborough with Lauren doing the pole vault on a Friday. Tilly might go to combined events. And I think Lauren normally goes with her to Boston on a Saturday. And then Amber doing... whatever she does, cross-country wise or on the weekend, so yeah.
Life will become easy for you two come September.
Yes.
Come the fall, we'll be talking to you every week from North Carolina. It'd be your turn to make the phone calls.
Okay.
So if that wasn't mad enough, you're also an athlete.
Well, I'm an athlete.
You're 2017 as a... Okay, a club runner.
As a club runner.
Your 2017, what's your memories from it? Because it's lovely to see...
Just running these around, really. But no,
well, no, you've been to many events.
Yes, well, yeah, I've been to a few. Yeah, I've done a few of the 10Ks and one or two half marathons this year, which has been quite good. I've been doing quite a bit of training for that. But the body's wearing out, I think. My knees are giving me a bit of jip at the minute.
Have you ever done a full one yet, then?
No.
Is it on the agenda?
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that much training. it's a lot of training.
But the halves and the 10Ks and...
Yeah, they've gone all right this year. Yeah, they've not been bad at all.
Because being part of Team Bagley when it's cross-country runs and things like that as well, it's...
Yeah, we had a good cross-country last North Mids and we've got one on Saturday, Shipley Park at Heena, so we're all doing that this year.
And it's immensely proud as well. Now, I'd love to see when Gareth sends the reports in that the Newark senior guys...
Yeah, we had a good...
They're all out there and all enjoying it as well.
Yeah, we had a good team of nine, I think, of the last match. It was good. Yeah, really good.
So it's North Mids coming up, and you can tell us all about that. Might not be next week, then. I've got to work it out yet, because it's a very special week next week.
Okay.
So I might actually give you a week off.
Well, okay.
We'll figure that one out. I'll tell you later.
You'll get some warm-up done, then, Amber.
I'll get some warm-ups in.
It's a little bit complicated. The twins... What are you looking forward to in 2000, apart from big sister going to America? Because you're going to get freebie holidays in America. What are you two looking forward to? I mean, just a continuation of what you're doing, or are you setting yourselves targets? I mean, you've got to 280 in the pole vault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there a target for 2018 that takes you above 280?
I'm hoping to get around 310 to go to English schools, but then we've got our GCSEs, so... We've got to try and juggle everything because we've got our mocks next week as well. So I'm hoping to get to 310. I'm just going to keep putting in the training and then do lots of revision as well for mocks and GCSEs.
Yeah, a lot of the competitions that Lauren wants to go to, the English schools and I think New Balance Championships, you've got to get a certain height, otherwise you're not allowed to enter them. So if she gets 310, she's capable of...
Just Gareth was a little bit disappointed on the 240 in Sheffield.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good competition. I just need... Because we hadn't really been practising like with the bar and stuff because it had just gone from athletics to winter. So we're going to do some more training at Loughborough so we can actually get on the bed and practise more bar work. And
good stuff. Tilly! That's it. I'm still right. Good. Excellent. What are you looking at in 2018?
Well, I'm hoping to get into the combined events team again next summer. And hopefully, I'm not sure where it will be, but hopefully go down as a team again and do the 2 days and try and get a new PB in it. Because if you have a good day, then hopefully I can do well in a few of my events to get a new PB.
Good stuff. Right, quick break, then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more athletics. And we haven't done this for a long time, but I've found it out again, the one-minute test.
Oh, right.
So the 1 minute test is coming out of retirement for Amber Owens. Radio Newark. I mean, we report on all sports, and Tony and I just love all Newark sports and Newark sports people. But there's something about Newark Athletic Club, Gareth. It's the facilities are rubbish. I mean, they are.
They are, yeah.
The runners, from the youngest to the oldest, Gareth, Gareth Bagley.
Yeah.
It's just that little bit something, and everybody that helps me, every time you go down there, you feel you go into another family. And I don't know whether it's born out of the fact that there are no facilities.
Yeah, it probably is.
Or it's just that athletics sports people are so nice.
I mean, since my girls have been there, that's what got me interested in joining, because I was ended up sat there for hours on end not doing anything while they're running around. But yeah, everybody's welcome to go down, and it is like a family, like you say.
Yeah, I just love it, and I hope in some respects, if and when this new super duper facility arrives...
Well, hopefully April, that's what we've been told.
Which year? It doesn't change what Newark Athletic Club have built.
No.
It can't change that.
No, I don't think it will, but it's desperately needed, because we need something like that to attract more people.
Yes.
To athletics.
You've got to attract them, and then you can keep them. And girls, ladies, a quick word before we torment Amber again. A quick word on Stuart, the coach. Everybody that comes in from Newark AC talks about Stuart. What has Stuart done for your athletics career?
Well, for me, I think Stuart's been really supportive. I mean, he's always, you know, every training session, he's always there Tuesdays, Thursdays, Mondays, Saturdays, Sundays. Like, he's a really committed coach, and he always tries to do what's best for you as well. He doesn't, like, push you to do anything, like, race-wise you don't want to do. And I mean, like, when it comes to, you know, if you're not feeling very well, he says, you know, just take it steady. He's really supportive. He's been really supportive of us. And he's always, you know, put the work in so that we get good, and always tried to help us in every way.
And at the end of sessions, he always asks, like, how do you think it went? What do you think you could do better?
So
how did you feel?
He thinks about you then, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, as well.
If it's
Lauren! You've lost it. That's upside down. Oh dear.
If it's raining, the only time that he'll ever cancel a session is because of thunder or lightning, or because it's that foggy that you can't see anybody. So if he's chucking it down with rain, he'll still be there with his coat and his umbrella, and in the winter he's there with his torch so he can write down. He has a little book with everybody's names in, so he knows who everybody is, and he's just really very supportive.
And that's what probably makes it seem like a family,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's there all the time. He has his one holiday a year, and that's the only time he's not at the club. So he's pretty reliable.
He's, you know, we always go on about Becky and, you know, and these three and young Joseph Monk and Amelia Crispin, but at the end, at the back of all that, it's Stuart and Gareth Bagley and.
Yeah,
and all, you know, those, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody that turns up at the club, you know, opens the clubhouse, helps coach everybody else. You know, it won't be anything without this.
And that's the heart and soul of what it is. Anyway, we used to do a 1 minute test the first few months of the year, and I put it away, but I thought, well, being as Amber's really one of us, she really would feel a bit aggrieved if I didn't. Give her a go at it.
Oh no.
So you would. So the 1 minute test, when I ask you all these questions, and I'm just playing for time at the minute, you're all right until the clock's right. Are you ready? Here we go. 1 minute from now, describe yourself in one word.
Sporty.
Best advice you've ever been given?
Live and be happy.
Sporting hero?
Tom Daly.
Your claim to fame?
Meeting Mo Farah.
Oh, I say it's a shock. What do you eat for breakfast?
Cornflakes.
Lots.
What do you want to be when you grow? What's your career that you want to do?
Being a PTI in the RAF or being a professional runner.
If you was ever stuck in a lift, who would you want to be stuck in that lift with?
Tom Daly. Poor Aaron.
Ooh, mention Aaron in a minute. Where would you time travel to? If you were Doctor Who and you could go back, what era would you go back to?
Tudors.
Why?
I don't know, I just really like the Tudor era. I just think it'd be a really nice time to do.
Okay. Countdown clock. Favourite film?
Narnia.
Hear this memory?
Building sandcastles.
Favourite place in the world visited?
Turkey.
Favourite tipple now you're old enough?
Drink. Cider.
Dream dinner. No, we'll get that one. What phobia do you have?
Spiders.
Guilty pleasure?
Chocolate.
You've got 15. Eat your heart out, Becky Gallop. Did give her a few more seconds because she helps us out.
That's a record, isn't it?
That's a record. You've got the record.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't that difficult, was it? You was lucky because question number 16 in front of your father was, what's the most romantic thing you've ever done? And question number 20, who was your first kiss with? So it's lucky you didn't answer any quicker, wasn't it?
It's lucky I didn't get there.
Probably wasn't Tom Daly, would it?
Probably not.
Why Tom Daly? Because he's not an athlete.
No. Me and Nan just always liked to watch him on the TV when he was in the Olympics. And you know, we were just like, oh, Tom Daly. So I don't know, I just thought, stuck in a lift. He seems quite nice. I just thought, Tom Daly, I don't know. On the spot, it was a quick one.
One of them was winding you up, so I heard the word Aaron shouted out halfway through that somewhere.
Someone winded me up.
I don't know which one it was.
Tilly.
Tilly, as says by the name badge. It's going to be a big 2018 for all of you. We wish you all the best of luck. Amber, you're going to stop with us, hopefully, until you do go away at the end of the year. This is what your this will be the 6th year then at school. This is the last year, is it? Then it's going on to university.
Yeah.
And you two youngsters have got another what two years in front of you.
This one, yeah.
Where? What school are you two at?
Robert Patton Highcombe.
Right. Is that the same as you then, Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they all go to the same school, Dad.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a start.
Yeah. It is. It's not bad.
It's not bad. We know where Amber's going. Has that given you both ideas?
Well, I want to be either a farm and equine vet or be a horse and animal physio. And I want to go into the REF to do nursing or to be a children's nurse.
3 or 4 years' time then, Dad.
Yeah, probably expensive.
Don't smile quite like that, watching. It's going to be great. But while you're still here and while you're still doing athletics, we will keep look out at what you're doing. You come back again in spring when it all really gets going again, cross-country season finishes. Do you like cross-country best or do you like proper athletics?
Proper athletics.
Proper athletics.
I really like cross-country.
Dad?
Yeah, it's all right.
You just go with the flow, Dad. It's so much easier.
I don't get much choice.
I know how busy you've been, and I know how busy your schedule is, so to take time out to come and see us. We're extremely grateful. And joking apart, Amber, thank you so much for Tuesday nights, because just adds that little bit extra to the show. And
I'm sure these two will fill in when Amber goes.
Exactly. I can get to the stereo then. Brilliant. And Dad, thank you for taking time out to bring them over and for letting Amber talk to us every Tuesday night. We really do appreciate that. So, complete with name badges, we say goodbye to the twins and we say goodbye to Amber and Dad. Tomorrow night, it's the oldies are returning. Chris Bateson and Pat Douglas are going to come and see us, and we're going to renew that conversation we had about going around to different football grounds all over the countryside, the good, the bad and the ugly. Talking of that, good night, Tony.
Radio Newark Sport, brought to you with Smith's Timber Merchants for all your fencing, decking and DIY needs on Appleton Gate, Newark. Visit smithstimber.co.uk.